Walk through any major retailer today and you'll notice something strange. Endless shelf space devoted to products nobody seems to want. Meanwhile, small brands with cult followings are thriving by serving tiny, passionate audiences. This isn't an accident. It's the future arriving faster than most businesses can adapt. For over a century, our economy ran on a simple formula. Make one thing, market it to everyone, profit from scale. Factories needed mass audiences. Television delivered them. The system worked beautifully for those in power, creating household names like Heinz, found in 70% of American refrigerators at its peak, or Microsoft, dominating every Fortune 500 company. But something fundamental has shifted. The bell curve that once kept most people clustered around normal is spreading like melting ice. The comfortable middle is disappearing, replaced by thousands of micro-communities pursuing their own versions of what matters. This isn't just changing what we buy, it's transforming how we live, learn, and define ourselves. The revolution isn't coming, it's already here. The mass market wasn't natural, it was engineered. Factories came first, then marketers created mass audiences to justify them. In 1918, 2,000 car companies operated in America. By mid-century, a handful of giants dominated with standardized choices. Henry Ford's quip, "Any customer can have a car painted any color that he wants, so long as it is black," wasn't just efficiency. It was a philosophy defining an entire economic era. This mass mindset delivered unprecedented wealth, but concentrated enormous power in those controlling production and communication. Television made mass marketing almost too effective, delivering audiences so large that mediocre products with heavy advertising could dominate. But mass is dying now. The 20th century's defining achievement has become the 21st century's constraint. Those whose careers depend on finding and selling to the masses face an existential threat. For everyone else, this represents the opportunity of a lifetime. The future belongs not to those who can reach everyone, but to those brave enough to matter deeply to someone. Four interconnected forces are accelerating the shift from mass to weird, each amplifying the others. Creation has been democratized. Publishing once required gatekeepers at major houses. Now anyone can reach global audiences from their laptop. The same applies to music, art, video, and every creative form. When anyone can publish to the world, available content explodes exponentially. Wealth enables choice. As productivity has skyrocketed, the cost of an hour of light has dropped from 50 hours of labor 2,200 years ago to half a second today. We've gained freedom to pursue what we want rather than merely what we need. A cotton shirt that cost $3,000 in 1800 now costs $30. This isn't just cheaper goods, it's liberation from conformity. Marketing has become surgical. The long tail describes the market for almost everything. Reaching specific pockets of passionate people is now easier and more profitable than broadcasting to indifferent masses. Marketers profit by celebrating the edges rather than forcing everyone toward the center. Tribes are connected. The internet creates communities that mirror and amplify specialized interests. Your tribe encourages you to push further into your passions. These feedback loops accelerate both skill development and cultural divergence. When you can find others who share your obsession, weird becomes the new normal. You need to be rich to be weird. Not Rockefeller rich, but wealthy enough to have choices beyond survival. Most animals hunt or forage daily, or die. Humans have grown increasingly productive, and therefore increasingly weird. Those Lascaux cave paintings from 17,000 years ago were proof of surplus, someone having enough time away from survival to create something unnecessary but meaningful. Compare that single cave to the Museum of Modern Art today with its endless variety. As productivity compounds across centuries, we benefit from inventions made long ago. Even those labeled poor today make choices about entertainment and food that would seem magical to our ancestors. The compounding miracles, The first hard drive in 1956 stored 5 megabytes and cost $50,000. Today, you can store 1 terabyte for $50. A 3-minute international call in 1950 cost about $400 in today's dollars. Now it's essentially free. This explosion of productivity since 1920 created both mass marketing and the trend toward weird that now undermines it. The internet enables individuals to impact their own culture. The pro-am revolution allows amateurs to create professional quality work for fun, discovering asteroids, editing encyclopedias, writing sophisticated code. Van Gogh sold 1 painting in his lifetime and lived in isolation. Imagine if he'd connected with fans online. Today, post a guitar video and you'll hear from other guitarists within hours. This rapid skill sharing accelerates creative development, creating unprecedented opportunities for specialized interests to flourish. For a century, marketers relied on tight bell curves. Nearly everyone drank Pepsi or Coke or Keds, spoke English. Distribution curves remain, but as behavioral anchors loosened, the bells spread outward. The number one rice brand used to be Carolina. Now it's other. Corn Flakes once dominated cereal aisles that are now longer than entire packaged food sections were decades ago. As wealth increased, fishing transformed from work to leisure hobby. You can now instantly find a $3,500 Orvis bamboo fly rod or specialty flies for 99 cents online. Techniques have diversified as much as the fishermen themselves. Bread followed a similar path. For 5,000 years, it was homemade. Industrialization gave us Wonder Bread, white, refined, always the same. Then Wonder's parent company went bankrupt as the curve spread. Now artisan bakeries earn millions selling organic, spelt, and sourdough to thousands exercising their ability to choose. 40 years ago, best-selling books remained listed for a year. Now bestsellers last weeks. Instead of one list, we see many layered atop each other as different tribes nominate different hits. The center is hollowing out while the fringe drives what gets made. Systems treating people as homogenous groups strip away individuality. Today's marketplace can't maintain this blindness. When people choose to interact, they gain power because their choice belongs to them, not marketers. Outside Bareilly, India, a fruit vendor making $3 daily chose and purchased his own solar lantern. He wasn't given it, he selected it because it was worth it. This man is now rich because he can make choices and participate in a marketplace that respects his interests. When people making just a few dollars daily join those entitled to choice, you've opened the door to half the world. Smart marketers now lead the push toward weird, co-marketing with segments rather than marketing at masses. Disney helps you get married in Orlando. Zappos sells exactly the shoe you want. Threadless lets customers design and sell t-shirts to each other. Smart marketers not only make what niche markets desire, but actively grow those niches. If you sell $900 handmade rifles to collectors, you grow sales by creating more collectors. While we celebrate choice in principle, organizations feel threatened by it and push conformity. Yet consumer power grows exponentially as affluence runs parallel with increased choice. The challenge is simple, but not easy. Respect the weirdness of those you serve, or watch them find someone who will. Mass culture has fractured into tribes, communities united by specific passions. We reject generic advertising, but embrace what speaks directly to us. Tom's Shoes exemplifies this. Donating shoes with every purchase, they appeal to a tribe sharing their values. Your challenge is finding your tribe, earning their trust, and leading them forward. We're at our best when we embrace being weird and enable others to do the same. The future belongs not to those pleasing everyone, but to those mattering deeply to a few. Find your tribe, serve them completely.